With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. As you know, we're counting down the weeks to Infocom. We're less than 2 months away. And Michelle Montezeri, who's the director of digital signage for La Grande AV, is with me today. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited about Infocom. You're going to be busy. In addition to working a booth, which is going to be one of the largest on the show floor, you're going to be part of three different panels at the show, all in and around digital signage, which is a big part of Infocom. The first is 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, June 12th, which is DS plus EV. And EV, obviously, everyone knows is an electric vehicle. And that is that's an interesting session because it's about sort of the cross between sustainability and digital signage. And you know, when you charge a car, it's not like filling a gas tank. It doesn't take 3 minutes. It takes 30 minutes. So you have a reason to put digital signage there, and it's gold because you have captured eyeballs. So I want to hear about that. But I also want to talk about, you have an 11:30 session that same day on Wednesday, June 12th, which is a trends forecast session. That's going to be a panel session as well. In that, you'll be joined with Jim Nista and also Jenny Hicks. From Midwich, which was one of your distributors, and Nista, of course, is with Nista Digital Content. And then finally on Thursday, you're going to be, like I said, busy. You have the Coffee and Controversy, What Drives Your Display session. That's going to be 30-minute quick session on at 11 a.m. It's always part of the design, digital sign conference with DSF. You're going to be joined with Rich Ventura on that, Misty Chalk from Bright Sign. Let's first talk about the EV session because, like I said, I feel like that's like an opportunity that is huge for digital signage because you have these captive eyeballs and like, what else are you going to do? Of course, I see a mix between personal device screen in the car and then the screen on the charging station.
Yeah, it's totally an interesting topic and one that I'll be honest, I'm not an expert in. I don't know, many of us that are experts yet, which is kind of the cool part, right? We're on the precipice of some, really large opportunities for digital signage in the EV space. I live in California. I feel very grateful that I do because there's chargers everywhere. But we obviously know as you get towards the middle of the country, it's not really as expansive. And so we've got time as we, explore EV exploding into the US market. But what is it going to look like from a signage perspective? If you have a captive audience, what will actually keep them engaged? Are you speaking to the person who's actually charging their vehicle or the person who's driving by in the parking lot and sees that display? So lots of stuff to learn. I'm actually going to learn more from it than I'm going to probably engage in it, but I'm excited about it.
I think it's going to be a great session. And I think that's the greatest part about education is you get to learn from each other on the stage. And it is a panel. And I suspect some of the people in the audience will have some feedback there as well. But the second session that day is at 11:30 a.m. That's a trends forecast. I'm curious, where are we with digital signage? I mean, it has always been one of the top two or three categories in our industry, in our segment of AV. Where are we with that? I know certain parts are growing really well and other parts are slowed down. Where do you see the really good opportunities for AV integrators?
Yeah, so it's interesting. When we apply it to AV integration and really talk about the vertical markets that most of the folks that are going to be at Infocom are playing in, it's higher ed, it's corporate, it's enterprise. Mm-hmm. And so digital signage looks a little bit different in those spaces because we're not talking retail, we're not talking quick serve restaurants. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for, I'm going to say the two letters that everybody's tired of listening to, but AI, and really applying it to digital signage in those spaces. So machine learning, predictive analytics, generative AI, how do we actually apply those as professionals to move the dial for our enterprise customers and higher ed customers, clients? And then I was reading an article about interactivity, another buzzword that we've been talking about for years, and it's very relevant in the spaces that we live in today. But integrating sensory technology, somebody mentioned, what if you walk by a kiosk and you place an order for coffee and you can smell the coffee. And I was like, well, that's really interesting. And now I'm incentivized to get it, you know, more or buy more, buy the beans, whatever. And then remote management of devices is mm-hmm. becoming a hotter topic. How do we deploy less trucks? How do we avoid outages of displays when they're becoming more relevant to operational excellence or safety versus experience? The uptime of those displays is much more important.
I think another topic that's deep in that last realm that you just mentioned is, do I go SOC or do I use separate media players? Because I see positives in both. I see, but I also see negatives, right? I see the positive of SOC is simplicity of deployment. The negative is Chrome and Google tends to like abandon operating systems really rapidly, and you might be stuck with the inability to upgrade. But then the external box direction, you're almost tied into one ecosystem. So I'm curious what you're sort of like, where you see this kind of heading. Do you think we're going to see a world where all these SOCs are compatible with each other and another direction we might go?
So I equate it to the mobile market. So we've got a ton of iPhone users mm-hmm. who love the Apple ecosystem. Yeah. And then we have a ton of iPhone users who hate the Apple ecosystem, but use the device because it's easier, simple, or cheaper. Yeah. Well, cheaper might not be the right word, but I think that there's a time and a place for both. And identifying what the reality is and being honest with when we need an external device and why. Some of it's going to be tied to security mm-hmm. And sitting on a server on, you know, versus on-prem. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the drivers, but interesting that you brought that up because that is Thursday's session and we might have picked two very strong voices to talk about when and why and where in Misty and Rich. I don't think either of them will be shy in expressing their beliefs and where the market should go.
Yeah, let's talk about that because Thursday you have a quick 30-minute session, but it's always at any DSF conference, the coffee and controversy section, and it's what drives your display. In the case of Rich, he's with Sony. He's going to be mm-hmm. SOC fan, although I will say that he also you know, readily promotes in his booth and you know, BrightSign's there with their boxes mm-hmm. and Spinetics is there. And then you have Misty, of course, from BrightSign. She definitely wants you to buy the boxes. But at the same time, they also have a cloud management system, BSN Cloud, that works with a lot of these SOC options. It's going to be kind of interesting to see what they have to say. But I'm also interested in sort of where they see the low-hanging fruit opportunities for AV. You mentioned three of them. I also see healthcare as a great opportunity because these people are sitting in waiting rooms longer now. I notice myself sitting in waiting rooms longer and you know, I don't want to pick up anything in a waiting room. So if a display is playing, I'll watch it. I don't want to touch anything in a doctor's waiting room. And so I see that, but I also see, and I know you kind of threw away, but you kind of went over retail and quick service, but you know, there's a lot of local retail. Like local shops, there's a lot of bars and restaurants that are not chains. They also want signage and they don't necessarily want what Hulu and what DirecTV provide for digital right. signage. I feel like those are two low-hanging fruit opportunities for AV.
Yeah, I agree, Gary. And actually that last one is a good point because I think we often forget about the SMBs. These small and medium business owners that don't get a lot of attention and they want a simple turnkey solution. They don't want anything complex. They don't need anything complex. And so whoever decides to serve that market, it is a very low hanging fruit and it may feel small relative to some of the other opportunities out there, but you add them all up, it's pretty significant. So, interestingly enough, I think we see a lot of residential dealers who tend to branch, you know, from or reach over the fence from resi to commercial or soft commercial. There's a million mm-hmm. different words that we've used for that crossover. But we see a lot of those folks actually answering their needs more often than our large commercial side of the business. So,
well, obviously you have Chief as a big brand playing there, but also you have C2G. I think C2G mm-hmm. is going to have a bigger impact as USB-C becomes sort of like that standard connector to get power and video across things. So I think that gives everyone a reason to go by the Legrand booth at Infocom. What hall are you in, by the way? Are you in the West Hall?
We are in the central hall. So I will be, you will find me running between the two halls. I think it's a half a mile, 20 minute walk. I'll try to make it in 15.
All the display companies seem to be in the West Hall and all the other companies. So yeah, you're right. You're probably going to be going back and forth.
Yeah. And you know, Gary, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention another big opportunity. It's it's Mid-Atlantic's power product. So intelligent power for remote management access. I think that is a really hot topic for everybody right now, particularly large campuses with multi-location. So yeah, I'd love to have people come by and check out Nexus as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't forget that. And of course, you've got your network products now. You got a whole bunch of other stuff that I think people will be interested in. Of course, digital signage is one of those segments that's always used the network. Absolutely. Michelle, I really appreciate you doing this. Congratulations on everything that you've done. I mean, you've had a big impact on where the ground is has come from, where they're going on digital signage. Thank you for all that you do. To register for any of these sessions, all you do is click the link below. We have one link that'll take you to all three sessions. And you know, you got to first register for the show. We have a free code for registering for the show. Just use Rave. We'll give you a free t-shirt. Of course, we look forward to seeing all of you there. Michelle, thank you very much for joining me. Of course, you can always see LeGrand at legrandav.com. I need to plug anything else, Michelle. Are we good?
I think you're good. Thanks, Gary. If you don't know who we are, we got a bigger problem.
Yeah. And don't forget about infocomshow.org, which is where you can get all your information about Infocom, including registering for these sessions, registering for the show, and schedule, master schedule of everything. So thank you, everyone, for joining. Our coverage is all wrapped up in one place at raypubs.com/Infocom. Ray with Ray.